I mean, Casey's wrong about everything, but I...
That would have been a really great way to start this.
But we're still friends, right, Casey? Even though you're wrong about everything.
It's like, are you guys ready? Okay, now we're live. Gosh. Okay. And Casey's wrong about everything, episode number 18.
I thought we were 502.
We are.
502.
Space forward. You guys the only War Machine, a whole lot.
Yeah, the only War Machine cast has been around for longer than Muzon Minis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even Chain Attack is not up to the 500.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, gosh.
No, we were just saying that even though Casey's wrong about everything, we're still friends.
Yeah.
And we still love her despite the fact that she's always wrong.
I'm just a lovable person.
Exactly.
No one can hate me. I got sun last Saturday.
I bet you were a lobster Saturday.
I was.
She's just like, for those who are just listening.
It's like the only day I got outside.
Yeah. For those who are listening, she's just like... Very, yeah. She's like very slightly tanned.
Yeah. At least I didn't peel this time, which was exciting.
She's like the color. She's like the color of the inside of an almond now, instead of like the color of the wall.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but my legs on the other hand,
Oreos. Like the vanilla Oreos.
Oh, they're like okay. That's
cookie color.
There you go.
You're still really white.
Jeez.
So episode 18.
Is that why John always draws swastikas on my arm?
That's
a little concerning. John, the more I learn about John, the more I become concerned about John.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that just went somewhere I didn't expect.
Well, he tries to wash it off like right away. Or slap him.
That's still...
I don't know.
It's... Maybe he's just really, really into Hinduism.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that, yeah.
Because he's not blonde enough.
No.
He's black-haired.
Yeah, he's a bad Aryan. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, racism aside, anyhow.
Episode 18, Lost Aspect with Casey. Still playing Legion, sort of.
Jackie, still playing Signar... Kinda.
Amanda, I will start playing again in December when I finally have a new caster.
She always plays with the cock, though.
I do always.
Whether she
plays
War Machine or not.
I did get rid of my Signar.
Aww.
I went down to a one army person, and then they talked about, we're going to talk about it, but Crucible Guard. Crucible Guard. Those rocket men.
Speaking of rockets and phallic devices,
oh my gosh,
we've got good talk about.
We'll get there. So announcements.
Yes, announcements. Like
lock
start
and load.
Out.
Lock and load. Right
lock
now.
And load is
right now.
Right?
Yep.
If you didn't go to lock and load, I'm sorry, I didn't go either.
Yep. No, clearly none of us went.
That's why we're here.
But lock and load did have a lot of, you know, releases or information being released for, you know, what all is happening in 17 and 18. And...
Not all of which is available on video, funnily enough. A lot of it was in the dev talks and the CID talk. So that's interesting stuff we can talk about for sure.
Yeah. But if you're part of enough groups, I mean, you can find all the little pieces
everywhere. Literally, there is just tons of it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's painful.
Yeah, you thought the CID was drama? Oh. Especially with the CID going on with Lock and Load, because they're just brilliant like that. I don't think Hungerford sleeps.
Maybe.
I think he's like the Chuck Norris of gaming, and he just waits.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, Lock and Load is happening right now, pretty much ending.
Next is Rumble on the River.
Rumble
in Mankato?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was River something in Mankato.
I think it's Rumble on the River.
It's River Rumble or Rumble on the River. It's something
like
that. Riverfront
Rumble, but I think that's wrong.
Yeah, it's that might be right, actually. That sounds right.
It's the one I think that's wrong.
It's the River. It's the River something Rumble.
Rumbling and a Rivers. And it's in Mankato, Minnesota.
Rumble.
But it's a War Machine Weekend qualifier, right?
I think so, yeah.
And it's a wild card. So if you take it, you get your badge for War Machine Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they have cool cups and dice.
Cool. I know we're mostly War Machine and Hordes, but there is a 40K tournament in Oshkosh. What is it, next weekend? Weekend after?
Yeah. I think it's the same weekend as the Riverfront Rumble. They're happening at the same time. So, and then the weekend after that, there is an Age of Sigmar tournament happening in Madison also.
Yes. I know this coming weekend there's another tournament. I'd like to say it's in Milwaukee, but I don't have any idea what it's about.
Things happen.
Stephen mentioned it, one of our medicine people, so I don't know.
There's a Guild Ball tournament happening in Chicago early next month.
Hey.
I mean,
I'm sure there's one somewhere in between now and then, too.
40K is next weekend, which makes me think that the Rumble on the River Riverfront Rumble is also next weekend.
Yeah, the Riverfront Rumble is definitely next weekend.
They were the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Danielle, by the way. Danielle is in our chat. She just confirmed the 40K tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We do. I miss Danielle the most, I think.
I'm kidding.
Now, if you're the raid mistress, Danielle, are you on the right side or are you on the Alliance?
we'll wait about 2 minutes before we get a response. Outside of that, Gen Con is, I think, the biggest one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm excited.
Yeah. I need to order
she's the wrong side.
Wrong side.
For the Horde, Danielle. For the Horde.
Yeah, some of us are super stoked for Gen Con. Some of us.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
I'm really excited to hit the Yard House again because they had really good beer and food. And Scotty's, of course. And
the Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ram is a big one.
Yep. I will not be getting that cake beer ice cream soup. Thing that's where
it's like 90 degrees and all of us are going to order beer cheese soup.
Yep.
Sounds terrible.
It's their best. It's like, I don't know, their beer cheese is super amazing. If you've never been to the Ram,
why would you leave Wisconsin to go somewhere else to get beer cheese soup? It's like, we are the land of beer and cheese.
You would think, right? But
they get the cheese from Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure.
I know,
sure.
But why would you export it and then go there to get it? It makes no sense.
Because they don't have the Ram here.
They don't.
they built a Ram here. I don't think it would ever leave, but
that'd be nice.
I'm assuming most people who listen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a restaurant in Indianapolis that tends to deck the halls with War Machine.
Mm-hmm. Privateer Press in general, really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They usually have like a sweet, like a t-shirt and an exclusive mug t-shirt, and stuff like that, too.
A mug, yeah. Beer.
Beer,
the,
yeah. They do their specials, their house specials, mm-hmm. named after War Machine stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I know they had is it called?
They had like the thing you make
the
beer
jug
in.
Yeah, like
Stein.
The jug.
No, because the Stein's the big cup.
No, Stein's a big cup. On the
growler.
Jug. Growler. There we go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a growler last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of really
bandanas,
interesting stuff.
Bandanas, didn't they?
They did have bandanas. Mm. They had a t-shirt, and then they had, like, a polo also.
Yeah, they had fancy polos
like,
and
they
stuff.
They went all out.
They did.
So
they did.
And unless they just pulled out all the
stuff. And all they had left were, like, 2X by the time we got there.
Yeah, I remember we went there a couple years ago during Gen Con, and they were playing the three original Star Wars on repeat. So, the three true Star Wars of the
correct
like
Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah, Scotty's was playing all sorts of.
They played like some ice pirates and some just some weird stuff.
And I think
but
they played Star Wars too.
They tend to. I mean, that's pretty standard. All of downtown Indianapolis. Just I think they do it for general conventions in general, but they seem to go all out with Gen Con. But yeah,
well, I mean, there's also like 100,000 people that show up for Gen Con, so I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This year, I don't know what they're anticipating, but 4-day passes have sold out. And Saturday single day passes are about to or have
sure
already sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So
and there's still people going out there like, hey,
I haven't bought my badge yet.
Yeah,
anyone not going? Please.
Yeah, that was we buy our badges in November.
Yeah,
of the year before.
Yeah. Fun fact: it actually started out here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was basically just a Dungeons & Dragons convention then.
Yep.
I know one of the original people who actually was there when it started, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's like in his mid-60s and he's super sweet.
Does he still go?
No, he doesn't still go. It was too big for him now, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
From what I understand, one of the people that originally also helped with Gen Con are the ones that started Gamehole Con.
I believe you're right about that, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Gamehole looks. It keeps adding stuff.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do with your beer, cheese, and bratwurst here? You play tabletop games.
Exactly. When it's -3 degrees outside.
Yeah, what else are you supposed to do?
Or when it's 90 degrees out and humid. Like, what are our options?
And I mean, that's 3/4 of the year right there, so.
That's true.
Never good weather. No. Today's really nice, though.
Today is nice.
Oh, I thought it was too hot today.
It is a little warm.
We were out at Devil's Lake at, like, 10:30.
Yeah.
So 10:30 probably.
I should have a nice breeze normally.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think that about covers it for announcements. And
the WITC. WITC at the end of August.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Weekend after Gen Con.
Yep.
So
another of those wonderful planning things. Yep. Yeah.
I don't think I'll be going because I am probably just going to sleep that whole weekend.
Yeah.
I'm pretty jealous.
And maybe do some laundry.
Yeah. Sleeping all weekend sounds awesome. Oh, hi, Aurora. Speaking of sleeping all weekend,
Hello, friend. She is excited for ice cream.
Yeah, keep us off at Lock and Load.
Andy got smarter than the cone and put it in the bowl.
Mm.
She wants it standing up in the bowl, though. So
and you could stick it upside down, I guess, in the bowl.
That's
whatever, I guess.
The addition of the spoon was was a bad idea because it just meant that instead of just drips, it was like spoon.
That's why I didn't get her a sundae. Right now she's letting it drip into the bowl and then she's licking the bowl. So that's great. That's great. Great work, Aurora.
So just talk about the WITC really
quickly.
The format is a little different.
Yeah, it's 3-man format this time. Mm-hmm. So that's very different.
And apparently that's not. Be quiet. Go back downstairs.
Andy's having way too much fun with my child.
She left the bowl.
He has a friend. It is a three-man event, though, and it's people have asked about it, so I don't think everyone knows how that format works.
Mm-hmm.
You have your team of three. Like, for example, we would be a team of three. Mm-hmm. I would be person A, Casey would be person B, Jackie would be person C, and we would go up against the other team, who are A, B, and C also.
I personally believe your name should start with a B instead of a J.
We could just call you Becky.
I'm down with that.
But there's a C in your name. No, because you have a C in
your
name.
I have a C.
You guys are awful. But
my maiden name started with a B. That's close enough, right?
But I would play into person A and so on. And then
so
you
have, the list chicken thing is a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is
that worked out so well at the ATC last year.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, God.
It wasn't that bad. No, it was fine. It was just different.
I think for people who are unexperienced in that sort of format, that's really what does it. But
yeah.
She's got a popsicle, too. Oh.
You can go put this in the freezer.
For those of you who are curious and listening, we have a guest. And it's not Andy.
It's about 2 years old with curly hair and a polka dot dress, shirt, thing.
And she wants her ice cream back.
Wants her ice cream.
Yeah, she put it on the ground.
I'm sure she did.
But, the WITC, so that's pretty much the only difference.
She wants the popsicle, Andy. Yeah.
This is my popsicle.
And
well, if you give her the
Milwaukee,
half popsicles left, you can get another popsicle.
Okay. I wasn't there last year.
Oh, yeah, it's still Waukesha.
Okay,
so just
yeah, same place as last year, I believe. Cool. It was just like this weird hunting lodge thing, which is it was kind of cool actually. And there was a Squirtle there.
I was just gonna say there was a Pokestop right next to that. Everyone would be like, "There's a Squirtle." Everyone would whip out their phones.
No, there was somebody would just yell when something came out. There's a Squirtle. It was great.
It was all right time.
Yeah, no, it was a good time though. There's a good like steakhouse and stuff nearby. So,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of Pokemon,
about it,
I'm gonna be Vulpix for Gen Con.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, nice.
I really need to order everything yet because I'm a slacker. But
I got some things that I need to do still.
Mm. Yeah, but Sailor Moon is out for now.
Yeah,
we couldn't get it to work.
No,
quick
but
enough.
It was. There were some factors.
Yes, and other factors.
There were several factors. Many factors.
Yes.
Dare I ask?
Next year. Mm. Well, we'll tell you later.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm going to be a Vulpix. I'm not going to have fuzzy tails. I'm just going to do some tulle. which is a lot cooler than hair. Yeah. Because it's going to be like 90. You know, slightly sexy costume can lead into our next topic.
Slightly sexy cosplay? Is that our topic? Can that be our topic?
Not quite.
I mean, all of the terrible male pinup models.
I was yes. thinking about being Brightwing for BlizzCon at some point. So I mean that could be slightly sexy cosplay.
Slightly sexy. Let's make that a thing. Slightly sexy cosplay. But it has to be like all we show is a little bit of ankle.
Yeah. You can see my wrists. What a whore. No, seriously, though, Brightwing, I would have just been like a bright blue bodysuit with rainbow wings. Like, yeah. It would have been sweet.
It would be a great time. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it, just like some some steampunk stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. I have everything to LED wire gun together so that it should light up on the trigger and just glow and be fancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty cool.
We will see if I can get it together.
Yeah.
Most of the outside is done. I have a Nerf gun to play with afterwards, so I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. Really, like, probably shouldn't trust me with electronics, but or Nerf guns for that matter. But we'll see how it goes.
I mean, they sell Nerf guns to anybody, so
they sure do.
Need regulations on that shit.
Put someone's eye out with one of those. One you totally is, like, could. Really powerful.
You totally could.
So yeah.
Pinup models, right?
Pinup models.
Is that going to be our first topic?
Sure.
Might as well.
All right.
I got nothing else right now.
So the male pinup models look like garbage. Yes. Just going to say it right now.
I didn't even look at them, to be honest with you.
They're garbage. Don't even worry about it.
I got to look at them now. I didn't even know there were any. So.
Like Andy said, they're not pinup models. They are... They're cosplay models. So where we have been asking for male versions of the hyper-sexualized models we often get.
Oh, we're getting, these are terrible.
We're getting
sorry.
This.
I just found the Beavis model for the Convergence. So the new Convergence model, there's a great picture of Beavis from Beavis and Butthead superimposed over him with the hands up and his shirt covering the back of his head.
It's perfect.
We'll post it. Just
why share. Why is there a large gangster guy with glasses and tattoos? Like,
why not?
The fuck?
Because those are what women want, Casey.
I mean,
or gay men also, right? Like,
oh dear God,
right?
I give them a solid six.
God,
you know,
I think one of them is supposed to look like.
I'm pretty sure he's got a sock in the Speedo, though. That's not real.
I think one of them is supposed to be like Brad Pitt from Fight Club, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Or look that way.
Okay.
So not they really are just like. They're instead of making a male pinup model, they took male models that exist and made them look like something that exists.
Oh, Harlan Verse isn't even shirtless. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, like, they don't have to be shirtless, but like it is a little disappointing.
It was.
We've wanted male pinups and we're getting
that.
Yeah.
I think they need to take a lesson from
they need a gay guy on staff.
Kingdom Death.
Right. They don't need to take a lesson. They don't need to go to that level. Kingdom Death.
I mean, they already did to a certain extent for the female ones, so why not for the male ones? The male pinup models from Kingdom Death are awesome.
They are.
They are really well done.
Yep.
they're also fucking artists, that said, but you know, still.
That's just assuming that there are no artists at Privateer Press.
That is what I just implied, isn't it? Didn't quite mean to go that far, but you know, if the shoe fits, guys.
I don't think they're terrible. I'm just
they're not
pleased.
No.
And then we see those images, and then very next day.
I'm sorry, he has a button-down shirt on that just doesn't have any sleeves on. That's like that's not.
Are any of the buttons undone? I don't know.
No, I mean the beard is in the way, I guess, for the top.
Who likes beards? Hmm. But I know, no, that is, I'm sorry.
I don't start salivating
like,
at any of these.
Like, Andy's here with really beard, sad. And there are for sure bearded men watching currently, but people are not attracted to beards.
I've expressly forbidden Keith from shaving his beard.
Okay. You are maybe attractive. Well, see, that's different, though, because does he look weird without a beard?
Yeah, he looks like a 17-year-old boy without a beard.
That's like, John shaved his, like, a couple weeks ago, it's and everyone's not. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Does he have Robin a haircut, too, when I was like, are you 12? Like, what happened? You have too much hair to be that young.
And I'm sorry, the lumbersexual thing is a thing. I cannot, for the life of me, talk Keith into flannel. It's never going to happen, but it's a thing.
That's fair. But that's more like axe wielding. They're like wielding the axe. It's a very masculine, it's not a hobby, I guess. It's a trade, but it's very like, very masculine. It so is. I guess that's appropriate. And if they're going to make you breakfast too, like that's cool.
Yeah.
But
chopping wood, I mean, come on, in more ways than one.
Danielle,
and I'm down
John
for pancakes.
Someone else.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think I can picture John without a beard. That just doesn't seem.
It's super weird.
Yeah. I mean, we might be living in a parallel dimension right now with Donald Trump and whatnot. But
is it the Bernstein Bears? Which one is it?
Huh.
We're in the other. You guys don't know about that?
Mm-mm.
You guys got to meme harder. There is a theory out there.
Yeah.
Do you remember reading Bernstein Bears as a kid?
Yeah.
The spelling of it is different than we remember it as children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise. It's a real thing. I forget what it's. There's like a term for it. I don't remember.
All right,
like,
Google Bernstein Bears alternate dimension. Let's
yes,
find out.
It's a legitimate theory that people have. And you're going to read it and you're just going to be baffled. But so outside of the shitty male models, they announced the Gen Con pinup model, the Squire.
I thought that was Reinhold. Shitty Reinhold.
Nope, she was Lock and Load.
Oh,
was
she?
Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Yep, shitty Reinhold is still shitty.
They still missed such a glorious opportunity with Reinhold.
Could have been a female gobber.
It could have been a female gobber. And it could have been the one from Gremlins.
Yes, and it would have been beautiful.
It would have been amazing. It would have been hilarious and great, but
we
no.
get Rinny with her funky looking face and hands. Hello, friend. Goodbye, friend.
That's why I don't give her popsicles.
I just, man, when I look at the Rinny model, I'm really, this one is great.
The Swamp Siren?
The Swamp Siren is amazing. She's I love the Swamp Siren.
She's very pretty, actually.
I think they did a fantastic
what's
job
that,
with that model.
What's that for?
It's one of the Mini Crate alts.
Oh, it's for the Swamp Horror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's really well
That's
done.
A great model.
That's Ursula done by Privateer Press.
Yes. Yes. But it's
best cool.
It's beautiful.
It
but,
is. It
but
is.
But then you get fucking Rinny, whose hands are like, I can't even explain it. But then we see, what is the new one? The Squire.
The Squire.
I'm
baffled
something.
At what the purpose of the Squire was. I mean, the Squire is just it's an adorable
it
little robot.
Something, and you kick the Squire and you get
They
could
have put a bow on it. Thing. Like, literally could have put a bow on it.
You could put lipstick on it.
Yeah,
or
they could have done anything. Same thing with the yeah. brings it back to Reinhold, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have
There's all sorts of
something.
Cool stuff they could have done with it.
Yes, you couldn't tell it was a squire without being
No, I definitely couldn't either. Yeah.
So
same with Rinny, to be fair. I mean, there are some clues in that model if you look closely, but
Rinny's got Reinhold in her pocket.
Sure.
So,
that's the only real clue that I got,
with
to be
the
honest
squire,
with you.
Though, This is my favorite.
The hat looks
the hat,
sort of like the top of it.
Not
That's
really.
Brian pointed out that the hat helmet looks like one of those things that they put on infants to help shape their skulls.
Now that you mention it.
Which one are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a squire.
The funky head-shaped helmet. I forget what disorder that is.
Yep.
Yeah,
That
totally does.
So we have that. We have the dick stick.
The dick stick I didn't even notice until you pointed out, but that's totally a penis.
That is, give credit to Lauren for that one, because
and
she
her,
pointed it out.
Oh, and her right hand is much stronger than her left is.
Her right hand is very strong.
Fun fact, League of Legends, there's a, Tirndamere, I think he is?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of his things that he says, my right arm is much stronger than my left. It's the best masturbation joke in game ever. But anyhow, that's totally her.
Yeah.
Her right hand is like twice the size of the left side.
It's obscenely large. But the thing that really irks me is that people were talking about it and they're like, oh, she's wearing a gauntlet. There is no way that's a fucking gauntlet. Like, that's not the... Mm-hmm. Her hand needs to be, like...
Why is she only wearing one gauntlet?
Well, because she needs to be able to carry around the dick stick. Like, that requires special gloves.
I mean, if it is a gauntlet, at least she's wrapping it before she taps it, okay? Yeah. Maybe we should, maybe we should be okay with this. Yeah,
it's
a hand condom, exactly. Don't get the hand herpes.
But her feet are a little funky looking. Like, if you look at them, they look like Mega Man boots gone wrong.
That's probably what I assumed they were going for, to be honest with you. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But they're just
just in general, weird. She looks very Mega Man. The helmet looks a lot like Mega Man's helmet, too, now that you mention it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's I don't know.
I'm just gonna go and throw it out there. The one nice thing is that she's not super duper over-sexualized.
Have you seen her tits, duper. Though? It's like they cut a grapefruit in half and just stuck it to her chest.
I was thinking that at least they're not like they're not scar.
That's fair. They're not scar boobies.
Which I guess she doesn't have a great rack attack, to be fair. She doesn't even have a headbutt, which merely makes me sad.
She shouldn't even have a weapon.
That's true, she has no attacks.
Yes, there is a new Convergence caster, and I will talk about that in a minute.
We just talked about the Beavis picture with him, which we'll post on our Facebook.
Yes.
I just think, I personally think if you're going to...
I guess I just don't see the purpose of it.
It's just, they made a female model to make a female model. Yeah. They sexualized something for no reason. Or like the other models, like the Blighted Bather was fantastic.
Oh, that was awesome.
Like the Steel Soul Keg Protector wasn't really very dynamic. But it was a good looking model.
It was. And that's all that it really needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just really...
the Blighted Bather was fantastic.
It's probably one of my favorite pinup models. But... I know that someone wanted us to talk about the sexualization of the pinup models, and it makes me really uncomfortable.
I kind of feel like it's an exhausted topic, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not...
We've talked about it a lot.
Oh, we really have, and it's just... I don't know, I don't find it tasteful when it's just for the sake of it, you know?
Why are we getting more titty models and male models are getting cosplay models?
I don't know. I guess there's an argument to be made that the Reinhold model was a cosplay model, I guess, but...
Yeah, but that's you're getting, like, X model that's already... They're getting an alt sculpt that is the same gender in cosplay, whereas with the Reinhold, that is the pinup model.
I'm still waiting for my pinup striker. For the record, PP.
If you're listening.
If you're listening... I mean, I'm pretty sure if you say Hungerford's name, he just appears. Oh,
can we not talk about furries?
So while we're on
have you ever been on the furry pages, though? Some of their stuff is actually really good. Like, they do a good job of sexualizing anthropomorphic animals, you know?
Yeah, it makes me... That's...
A friend of mine is a furry, and he, like, throws pictures at me just to make me uncomfortable. And some of them are actually really well done, so good on you, furries.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great artists. Like, good for them, like, doing what you love, but...
I mean, if having sex in animal suits is what you love, then just go forth. Go forth, San Diego FurCon.
But put the pinup model, like we mentioned, it was for a mini crate, which is a new thing that PP is trying to set up and do.
Oh, yeah. What is the purpose of that exactly?
More money.
I didn't quite understand what it's about, though.
It is. They're doing an exclusive model every month through the mini crate. But you purchase 6 months at a time, right?
I see.
You can 1 month for $16.99 or $18.99 in the EU and UK. Or 6 months subscription for $99 or $113.
Which is not bad. So basically what you're getting is if you sign up for the subscription, they get you an alt sculpt model a month.
Now, are all the alt sculpts going to be just pinup models of other stuff?
I don't know.
Because that's all they seem to do alt sculpts of. Yeah.
All we know is that one sculpt that we talked about.
I mean, I get sex sells, you know.
It does. The thing that I have a problem with the mini crate subscription. There are a lot of people who think it's really great. I think for the price point, it's really good.
It's fine as far as price goes.
I mean... Yeah. But as someone who has participated in, like, monthly subscription services, it is... They're loot crating you. ultimately.
Well, yeah.
Like, there are some services that are, like, really good. You get really good value for what you're buying. You know what products you're getting ahead of time. You know what it's worth. You know you're going to use it. With these minis, you don't know if it's going to be a model that you're going to play with. You don't know if it's going to be something you That's enjoy true. Looking at.
It seems like more of a collector's thing only. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm sure Travis will be all over this.
Well, yeah. That is a very Travis thing. But I think it's not for, like, the common player. And I think what's going to end up happening, though, is there are going to be people who want specific models. We don't know if I don't think we found out if we find out what the model is before we can purchase that month, because if that's the case,
counterintuitive for them to do it that way.
But then the thing you run into is, well, I didn't subscribe for this month, or there's this really great alt sculpt of a model that I use constantly. I want it. How do I get it?
eBay.
Yeah. But then it just drives up that secondhand market.
It does. And it does. Which is not something that they've been trying to quash, funnily enough.
Yeah. Well, then why are they doing this?
Well, then you're just going to have to subscribe all the time.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Which is just, it's just another, like, just another money-making thing, and it really drives me crazy. Well, it is.
Crazy. I mean, they are a business at the end of the day. They do have to stay in business to be able to keep producing things that we like to play. So I understand that side of it.
It just makes me cranky. I'm just cranky.
We are not ignoring the fact that the new Doctor is female.
Oh, the new Doctor for Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Much like Obama being elected, everything is fine now.
Oh, well, good to know. I guess we can end this podcast early, guys.
Yeah. Yep, so alternate models, that they're going to destroy the molds once the cast is done. So there's literally no way you will ever get that model again unless you participate in that subscription.
eBay.
Or eBay, or someone illegally recopies it.
Yeah. Mm. China is really good at that. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's not that hard to make molds.
No, it is not.
As somebody who doesn't bootleg, granted, I, you know. Yeah, the Alt Gorman isn't sexualized. Yeah, Alt Gorman is a female, B male. Somebody just commented, the Alt Gorman isn't that sexualized, though. Gorman is a...
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
Gorman's got a dick. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know the cape covers, like, everything. But he could pitch a tent, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Sorry, it's, like, all really tuned into what's happening in the chat when we know we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Outside of that, we can talk about the 12 gifts of Christmas is what they were calling it.
Yeah.
Mm. I think we were all really excited about that. I was really excited.
I don't know the faintest idea of what you're talking about.
Okay. So during the keynote, after they did all of the, like, surprise, this is a new shit that's coming out in the future. They did a, here's other new shit that's coming out much more sooner. They did a segment called, I think it was 12 Gifts of Christmas.
More sooner.
Yeah, more sooner. It was, like, December versus, like, maybe 2018.
Ah, I got you. Okay.
So the premise was they have 12 factions. Each faction gets something. Okay. So they did a showcase of... I'm assuming it was like their planned artwork, what the models are going to do, and then they did a segment of the, like, the 3D sculpts. Convergence is getting a new caster.
Beavis.
Yes, Beavis. Also Zenyatta, for those who play Overwatch, definitely is a he's got the hands and the orbs, and it's pretty spot on.
Oh, he actually looks pretty cool. He looks kind of like Cynthirion fucked a Sundial, but I mean, he's...
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys, though.
I'm excited to have a ranged caster. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's good for you guys, for sure.
It is very necessary. We don't have any... I mean, he's only rat 6, but it's better than...
Better than 5.
Yep. Which is what we've been
better than
with.
5/8 on feet, you know. Yes. Hey.
But he does have some spells that support the range too. I don't know yet because I haven't been checking my phone, but it sounds like people found out what his feet is going to do at lock and load. So I'm super excited to probably learn that maybe sometime in the chat, but probably after the cast.
Hint, hint.
Oh, yeah, you can pose him, so he does the fusion dance. I imagine we can pose his arms, so they're not...
So he's not Beavis.
But you are getting ice witches, I think is what you're getting.
I think. They looked like they could either be Legion or
Oh, those are totally Legion.
Yeah, there's no way they're not Legion.
I'm pretty sure they're Legion. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited for those. They're very pretty. They have Puppet Master, Frostbite, and Ice Cage. So they're sort of like a Black Frost Shard, I mm-hmm. think. But kind of much cooler looking.
They do look really cool.
So I'm really hoping these are mine. They look like they could be mine.
So. I don't know whose else they would be, Casey. They're definitely yours.
Yeah, I'm really hoping so. But they looked cool. And then they did show... I saw a bunch of concept art for the new caster, who is like a massive ogren lady. No, the more I look at it, the more I'm not so sure I like it. Like, I thought it was cool that I don't have a...
Shut up, you're getting a new caster.
I know.
Some of us would like, oh, wait, never mind, I can't say that anymore.
But it's just, I don't know, like... I'm happy she's not super over-sexualized sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of
but
Legion
they
is.
Went so to the complete opposite
she's
spectrum.
An ogre in Casey.
I know, but like she's, I just thought of the Scorn Fatty, and it's my version of Fatty, and I don't know.
Risheth.
Oh, yeah, Risheth. I don't know.
I will say you can totally sexualize Risheth though. I know, because I was thinking about making him a hot tub Risheth, making a mod where I make a little hot tub and have like Harby in there with him, and
that would be fun.
And this was before the Blade Bather came out, but she would have been perfect for that in hindsight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could just be sitting across on his lap, and Harby's just kind of chilling around the back. It'd be great.
But yeah, there's a lot of other things. There were new Cav, which would be pretty cool. Cool.
New Cav for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have been due for some new Cav for a while.
And then there was...
Heavy or light?
They were heavy.
Okay.
I believe. And then there's, I'm pretty sure, another heavy war beast that looked kind of dragon-y. And I'm trying to find it currently, like, the Legion of Everblight group, because I know someone posted it at some point, but that was like 3 days ago, and God forbid they keep everything in order. Let's see. That's
is this Berenstain Bears theory really just because they misspelled the name in some of them?
It's real.
This I see that it's real.
There it is.
But the thing is, when you try and find things of that other spelling, they don't exist.
No.
Right? What? Right?
Except for all these websites that have both of them listed in there.
No.
But none of the... What the fuck?
I told you.
It must be a glitch in the Matrix. That's the only... That's the only possibility.
Oh, so... Ryan's feat in the spell. All models in control get boosted attack rolls against models with...
Without fury
without
or focus.
Without or with fury.
Boosted attack rolls against models without, boosted damage rolls against with.
Ooh.
That's actually really good.
That's really nice, because it lets you decide what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice.
So I mean, that makes you good against both infantry, because infantry typically doesn't have fury or focus on them, and against primarily beasts, I suppose, but also jacks.
Jacks.
Yeah.
And casters, if you're trying to go in for the caster kill.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can pose him so he's doing the fusion dance with himself.
Yes. That's,
I love it.
Probably the best thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, I finally found the pictures. Like, there's Amok the Truth Bearer. He's a warlock and army support. Mm-hmm. He basically looks like the troll's big rock holder thing. What the fuck was it holding? I'm terrible with these names.
Are you talking about one of the gargantuans?
No.
Because Trolls really only has one. It's the same one. Just
I know.
It just holds something different?
I guess they have three now. I don't remember. But it looks like that. Like, when you look at the picture.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Do you remember the name of it? Fuck it's called.
Oh, the Rune Bearer.
Rune Bearer. That's what it looks like. That looks like my
the
version
rocky
of a Rune Bearer.
There's, yeah, that's a rock.
All right.
It's a rock. But yeah, the Cav do look pretty much like Kallus, but without faces.
Without faces.
I wonder if they did like the trolls. Like, I wonder if they used like
Kallus has, you know, an actual humanish face. They have
So what if they did, just, like, a cool Legion thing where they cut Kallus into pieces and they just regrew him as Cap? Like a Trolls Legion fusion thing. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Are we just going to we're going DBZ on everything?
We are, we are. I mean, if you can make the new Cockcaster do the fusion dance with himself, why not?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know, and it still makes me so cranky. I know that we knew what he was going to look like based on High Command, but he just, like, it literally is super just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he will paint up well.
I'm kind of sad he's not another Time Lord, given that he looks like a sundial. That could have been cool thematically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they might still change it between now and then.
That's true. That's true.
They have time because
this is just a lot of concept art.
September CID.
Oh, God.
The August CID is all mine, perhaps. Oh, it's
just what we need. More drama.
Yeah.
I'm all over the Convergence CID. I'm sorry. I'm actually going to play games. Like,
holy shit.
I'm not just going to sit here and look at things.
Yeah. I'm debating on actually getting out and actually playing
stuff. I told Andy that I would be out at PEG, and I will be probably out the Fridays that we can, with Gen Con being going to take up a lot of time, and some of the other days. I know that just in general, August is a busy month for a lot of people, which is unfortunate because it's Convergence CID, but really,
that's why they picked August for Convergence CID. Rude. they totally thought that choice through.
But there's talk that we might have more than one theme list in.
Yeah, theoretically, so we've been told, every piece is going to be able to be played in some kind of theme.
Yeah.
So that's great news, I think.
But I think
that's very,
that's going to be something we'll probably learn, not learn later, but get later. But with the Northkin CID, they just have the one theme list. With Convergence, it's questionable because I read language and read into things, but that was referenced lists instead of single list. So there's a fly in here. I'm sorry.
That's one of the things that they said in their CID dev talk actually over the weekend, was that every single piece is going to be able to be played in a theme, and their goal is by the end of the year. So I think that'll put the game in a much better place myself. I'm
crossed. Would like to see more playable things for me, but I'll take a new caster.
And maybe the faction, or not the factions, the theme forces will make stuff more playable. You know,
we'll hope
as you can't take any inventory, basically.
Yeah, well, right now there's no reason to.
Well,
but
no. But they might improve that, and that's supposed to be the purpose of having theme forces to begin with, right?
I think the tagline for Lock and Load is, hope you like theme lists.
Yo, dog, I heard you like theme lists, so I brought theme lists for your theme list so you can theme list while you theme list. We need to put that in the Scorn memes group, I think.
Scorn memes is best memes.
The salt mine is still there, don't worry.
Someone got a post deleted for wanting to title one of their theme list something of salt mines. Like,
I know, and it was really funny because he was just making a joke, and like everybody just jumped on him and salted everything to death. Like he was salting the earth.
It's like the ocean. It's too salty.
Saltier than the Dead Sea, I tell ya.
No, I like the idea that they're making pretty much all models available for the theme lists.
They need to. There's a lot of models that are just not playable.
I'm looking forward to Long Gunners being able to play them again. You know, maybe the theme force will do something for them that makes them useful. At least with the theme forces, then them continuing to build on those, there's hope that there might be stuff that's playable beyond what's there now. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Something we talked about in our chat, I know that one of the things that they talked about in the dev talks was not nerfing things, like the knee-jerk reaction, which I feel strongly against, because I think it's really, really important to see that there's a problem and to fix the problem when it's visible.
Yeah.
It depends on what the problem is, I suppose, too. Like the Gatsby 2 problem, I'm not sad that he got nerfed 3 times.
You just need to figure out how to go into Ghost Fleet and you'll be fine.
No, that's the problem, is I can't.
Exactly.
But the thing we're talking about is that CID should circumvent those problems ahead of time. But Ghost Fleet wasn't in CID, so we have this issue. But I think if we get the models and the theme lists in CID, gives plenty of time for the community to break them because mm-hmm. you know that that's exactly what they're going to do. And then they get turned back to PP, and PP's like, okay, these are the problems we see. Let's fix it. It's done. It's good to go. But we have issues where that doesn't seem to be.
There's probably going to be a learning curve involved for sure.
But I still feel, I feel really strongly that they might not nerf as necessary.
That's always possible.
Mm-hmm. Wanting the meta
The meta doesn't fix your bad design. No, it doesn't. The meta breaks your bad design, but the meta doesn't really do a very good job of fixing it. So I understand that concern for
sure. I feel like that was a really like shrug off, like, we're not gonna do this anymore.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. Good.
Just like not printing new cards anymore. Sucks to be you.
Well, that's backtracking to really just trying to get every penny, not printing new cards because people should be using War Room. That's a cost there. Or No Quarter. All of the changes to No Quarter Prime. It's not making No Quarter Prime essential to playing, but very useful and almost necessary. And so it's just another one of those things where it's like, well, this is just another accessory to play a game that I already have. And sure, I don't need it, but it makes the game easier or more enjoyable. And I know that's just whiny and entitled. But
it's understandable. I mean,
it's like DLC. Just give me a complete game. I don't want DLC. No, it's
And again, I understand the company maintaining the aspect of it too. They need to continue to make money somehow, and there's a finite number of people that can get to play the game. So there is that aspect to it. I don't know that making everybody buy War Room is the solution, because that's a one-time purchase, you know, but I don't know.
Right there. It isn't that Ghost Fleet can't be beat, it's that everyone has to dedicate a specific list to it.
Yep. That is. And when you've only got two lists, that can be a problem.
Yep.
Unless you're lucky enough that list is flexible and can beat other things, too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Joseph just needs to start playing Signar. He said that the fact that there are 10 to 14 factions and are not getting anything for a cycle, some armies aren't going to see anything for many months or years, play Signar.
Yeah, fuck you. I know what it's like to not see anything. I mean,
yeah. Remember the money grab thing? You just need to buy another faction.
Yep, I do. I'm Crucible Guard, but it doesn't come out until 2018.
That's not going to help you because that's another limited faction.
I know. But they look so.
They do look kind of cool.
They look cute, is what they like. They're little jetpacks and bullshit.
Where are they even supposed to be from? Are they supposed to be Lelys?
I don't know, but because I've been waiting for that picture, I mean,
that'd be such an easy one to do.
Revenge of the something, Crucible Guard 2018. I am assuming it's Lael, but
it seems reasonable. I mean, that's one of the only major countries in the world that doesn't have a faction yet.
They did Grimkin before that. Yeah. The issue that I have with it, though, is they look a lot like Convergence models.
They do.
A lot like Convergence models.
Which I assumed is why you were in.
Yeah, well, I like my clockwork things.
Yeah, the clockwork things are sweet.
They're a good time. But, Grimkin.
Speaking of Grimkin, yes.
I suppose they were released,
you
weren't they?
You found out what your prize was.
I'm not supposed to say anything about it yet.
No!
So don't say anything about it.
Fine. More to come later, then.
Oh, I thought you were reaching for something.
Oh, no, I was grabbing a drink.
So Crucible are Lelys. They invented gunpowder.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
So that explains why they have rocket men.
It's a logical faction to make, you know? Certainly more logical than Grimkin. Yeah.
Infinitely more logical than Grimkin. Definitely leaps and bounds more logical. I'm going to get complained about Grimkin. I'm going to have to buy the fucking book. I don't like Grimkin.
They're on War Room.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh.
Just need to have these read out loud to us while we're podcasting.
We need to have a robo voice in the background that we can just click on one of these and they'll just read them.
That was loud. Yeah. I think all in all, Lock and Load did there's someone. Hello again. I also have a cup that is too big for my face. Okay, goodbye.
She don't give a shit, I guess.
Lock and load was... It's helpful.
No, we need a larger screen. No, Lock and Load, I think what Lock and Load did was get people excited for the future of War Machine, but it hasn't changed the here and now.
No. I think I'd agree with that. I think at the end of the year, it'll be a better game to play than it is currently.
At least we're all hopeful that's the case.
It's a boring game to theorycraft right now, which is my big objection, because right now I'm in a job situation where I can't play on a regular basis, so I can't theory machine or list build or do anything like that that's really relevant or useful. Thank you, Munchkin. But then it's all, you know, it's still a fun to play game. It's just, you know, it's just kind of in a crappy place right now, I think.
It's in a weird spot.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, from people who are familiar with it from the Mark 1 to Mark 2 transition, have said basically the same thing about that transition. So maybe this is just a part of the transition, and if you weather out the transition, it'll get better. Because Mark 2 did get better.
I guess, to be fair, though, it's I don't want to say it's comparable, but, like, I was there when 40K went from 6th to 7th, and everyone stopped playing from 6th to 7th.
There was good reason for that, though.
But, I mean, in that sort of trajectory.
When having a facial hair gives you an in-play advantage. Yep. Oh, Age of Sigmar. Those were dark times for GW.
They changed up Age of Sigmar a lot, and there are a lot of people who are interested in them. Yeah. And it seems like 8th edition is really...
This really seems to be popular now.
Hit off.
A lot of people have jumped.
Literally everyone has put their War Machine away to play 40K back home.
And Madison's not much different there.
I actually heard that there are new players for War Machine.
At PEG.
Yeah, there's more new players than there are old ones. There are very few old ones left.
I'm curious if that's the same for other metas. So those of you that are listening, is it the same by you? Let us know.
Yeah, we're curious. I think for the most part, just from what I read, it sounds like a lot of metas are stepping back, but it would be nice to get some more
new blood,
solid feed. Well, new blood and solid feedback. We definitely, in Baraboo, there was a lot of new blood for like the resurgence of 40K, which was really surprising because we were always there playing War Machine and there were never people who were interested. So... Maybe it's all the dice they roll.
Well, you know, in the beginning of any game is really the best time to get in because then you have you're overcoming the same knowledge barrier everybody else is.
For sure.
For the most part.
But
I mean, you know, the people who played Mark 1 or Mark 2 versus Mark 3 have something of an advantage just because they already have an idea of what most of the models do, but they're ultimately relearning almost everything, too. So
I don't know. I don't feel like things changed that much.
I don't think it did either, but you understand where I'm coming from, though. It seems like less of a hurdle.
Yep.
What's that? Get in the car. You want to get in the car?
You should go watch your movie with
Baby
Andy.
Is not interested in our talk about tabletop games.
Right.
She loves breaking my models.
I believe that.
I don't want to start playing again because that means I'm going to have to repair everything.
Yeah.
And that includes, like, the Storm Lances, things that were nightmares to put together to begin with. Old Rowdy, who I actually took a large knife to, and I intentionally beat him up before painting him, and now he's like in pieces. So he looks even more fucked up than he did before. That was intentional. Like, it's my sorry, Andy. Oh, bullshit, you didn't like that. You were drinking it.
That's an interesting that they have a couple new people, but largely at any given time it's half of 20 people playing or taking a break.
Okay.
That's Hank, yeah. I think there are some people who want to bring out their War Machine.
Andy just reassured me the soda they gave my child is caffeine-free, so that's good.
I'm not Jerry, so...
I appreciate that.
Well, he's just going to send her home with you. It's not like it matters to him, right?
That's what Jim says, too.
Oh, goodness.
She has been very demanding of soda.
Yes, she usually is. Thanks, Jim.
But yeah, a lot of people seem to be taking breaks.
You want to come sit in Mama's lap? I understand, but I think a lot of people have stuff in their lives too right now. Like,
oh sure, everybody's life is changing, you know.
And it just happened that, you know, all these changes seem to sort of start out in early, you know, winter, and then summer happened.
Yeah, summer happened.
And people do stuff in the summer.
She's really interested in this. What are these things called?
Microphones?
That's a pop filter.
That thing. Look at what a fucking microphone is. Thanks, guys. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Can you say hi, Munchkin?
No.
No, I can't say hello.
I got soda.
Oh, and he's got soda.
You want some more soda?
Bring your cup.
Okay. Don't forget your cup, Munchkin.
Bring your cup. Let's go get some soda. No.
I think she just wants to go home and sleep.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much...
I think we are talked
drained.
Out.
Yeah. So, recommendations?
I forgot that I was supposed to do a thing at 3 o'clock today.
Oops.
recommendations. Destiny 2 comes out. Come play with me. I was giving away a beta key. I still have a beta key. I told people I was going to give it out. Haven't done that yet.
Oh, thanks for burping right into the microphone, Munchkin. That was great. I think somebody has called you Drunk Santa, Andy.
Yep.
I'm not drunk.
But he is Santa.
He just acts drunk when he's sober.
Yeah, Valerian looks really decent. I want to go see that. That is also a good recommendation. Mm-hmm. It's questionable, though, because the leads look like brother and sister, yeah. And they're supposed to be in a relationship. It's weird.
That's creepy.
I get that they're not brother and sister, but they just look too much alike.
Mm-hmm.
This is my drawback, and I mentioned it on our podcast. The lead looks so young.
They both look young.
They do both look really young.
I mean, they're in their
30s? No, they're not.
You know, the main guy is.
No, they're not.
The main guy is in the 30s.
No, no, yes. You're wrong, Andy. No. I believe you, but I don't believe you.
But he looks like he's like 16.
Jesus.
Gosh.
Yeah, maybe just because I'm old.
Well, I think most of us...
We'll get off your lawn, Andy.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. It starts tonight.
Yes.
Haha,
Game of Thrones tonight. Well, everyone knows this should be watching Game of Thrones.
It's Andy's house.
This is Andy's house, that's right.
I think Aurora is recommending Andy's house.
I don't have a better recommendation, so.
Andy's
all right, house. We recommend Andy's house, I guess. It's a sweet place to be.
It's Andy's house.
Yeah, you get soda and ice cream at Andy's house, don't you? And teddy bears.
All right, guys, I think next podcast isn't next week, but the week after.
The 30th.
We are podcasting
on the 30th, and yeah. I think that's... We'll talk about something.
Yeah. Figure it out.
God, I can't believe they made the Berenstain Bears into a conspiracy theory.
It's Berenstain Bears conspiracy theory. Everyone needs to look into it because it's real.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
It's like Flat Earth Society.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Well, it's like the movie that Sinbad started in the 90s.
Kazam? But it's not?
Yeah.
Everyone remembers it, but they don't really remember it. It's not Sinbad. It was some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Real stuff. Oh, the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory where she's dead.
Oh my god!
I can believe that.
Nah, that's like the ultimate. Everyone's saying the ultimate warrior died before he actually died. 2 years ago.
It's Andy's house. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Can you say bye-bye, Peanut?
Bye.
Nope. Bye. Nope. We can't.